A young girl is recovering in hospital after being attacked by a dingo in shallow waters at Fraser Island. The Lifelight chopper flew the six-year-old to hospital with multiple bite wounds to her head and fingers. Rangers are investigating the incident but believe the dingo responsible for the attack was an untagged male. And with an influx of visitors expected there over Easter, they're reminding everyone to keep children under constant supervision. It's hard to see through the trees, but the Sunshine Coast has a new park. Sippy Downs Forest Park's been designed in a way that helps visitors connect with nature. Division 6 councillor Christian Dixon says it has barbecues, swings and public amenities, but its focal point is the kids' play tower.
So this tower is absolutely enormous. It is quite beautiful and green painted, and kids can actually get up in it and look around and have a look at the nature and experience what it's like to be up amongst the trees.
The park can be accessed by Botanica Drive, Central Drive and High Street at Sippy Downs. Also making news, if the interest rate rises by another 25 basis points today, it'll add an extra $82 a month to a mortgage of $500,000. The Reserve Bank will make a decision this afternoon. Bonza Airlines will launch direct flights between the Sunshine Coast and Mildura today. And Australia's newest university will hold its first ever graduation ceremony today. UniSC's Moreton Bay campus opened just before COVID lockdown in March 2020. It'll celebrate its first 170 graduates this morning.